If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
All right, we're starting with you today. Mary, what's your story?
Okay, this is a story I got on People.com, which I was a little perplexed by, actually. So the Minnesota Vikings have named their cheerleading roster for the year. They have 35 people on the cheer squad, and two male cheerleaders are on the team, Blaze Sheik and Louis Kahn. And fans on social media are, like, not happy and blasting the situation. I'm like, what year do you guys think it is? You
know, and they were rocking it. They were dancing so well.
And they're so good. And some, you know, people on social media saying we've lost respect for the Vikings, blah, blah, blah. And it's like there's so many professional teams now that have male cheerleaders. What is the problem? I just didn't quite understand this story and why everybody was making a big deal. But I didn't realize that it wasn't until 2018 that they hired, the LA Rams were the first to hire male cheerleaders. So
I thought they'd been around a long time.
So did
that.
I.
Well, they have
in college,
even high school.
Oh, sure. And, you know, professional, they just haven't been around on professional teams. But they, right, like Steve said, everybody else has them.
This is the first time they dance.
Yes, this is
usually they're
lifters.
Tossing, yeah.
Yeah, they're usually lifters and pyramids and all that kind of stuff. But this is now their actual cheerleaders with dancing and doing the cheers. So I didn't get this story. I'm like, why is this a big deal?
And they
but they're making it a big deal.
It's like, not the 21st century anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And they're really good.
They were really, really good. It was fun. And they posted something and said, hey, they said our name.
Yeah, and they're awesome. They don't care. They're ignoring the social media, so good for them.
Everybody knows their name today. Kevin, what's your story?
Well, soup season's right around the corner. Steve, do you have a favorite soup?
I was just thinking of soup yesterday.
Yeah.
I would go with a Tuscan white bean.
In this weather, you're thinking of soup?
Are you serious?
Yeah, why? I like that.
Because Bridget's making Tuscan white bean soup this week.
Shut up.
Did I tell you that?
No, that's my favorite soup.
We got a great recipe. It's a Night at Garden recipe.
Well, maybe you could share it,
I don't even know what that is. What?
It's white beans. We use some bacon in it, too, Steve.
Yeah,
a little
bacon, maybe
spinach.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Wilted greens.
Yeah. Anyways, here's a soup story. Campbell's Chunky has partnered with Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No.
When you say Campbell's Chunky,
sound good.
They're collaborating on two beer-infused soup flavors. Now, I use beer for chili. I don't know if I've used it for soup, but beer's great to put in a stew or something. But they've collaborated on soup. It's beer cheese with potatoes and chorizo soup. They say it's packed with savory chorizo sausage, hearty potatoes simmered in creamy cheese infused with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer flavor.
When I was in high school, I hid a six-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon in my neighbor's bushes.
Yeah?
For a long time.
How long?
Several temperature changes.
Oh, and then it was soup itself.
It was chunky. There were chunks
man.
In it.
Did you still drink it, though?
I still have
Here's the deal, guys. Make soup when you can. It's simple. Don't buy that stuff in a can. I can't even believe people can choke that stuff down.
And there's also a beef, bacon, and beer chili with beans. It features seasoned beef, hearty beans, smoky bacon, all infused with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer flavor. These sound pretty good, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good cheese.
Why PBR?
Soup.
I mean, use at least a decent beer.
Well,
it's a cooking beer.
It's a popular beverage.
Okay, so Lisa, I'm at the office supply store yesterday.
Yes.
And I need a bracelet, a What Would Lisa Do bracelet, because I literally was thinking of this. So I have a business account with them, and it's works out well. You know, you get a number of ink cartridges, and they take them back. They don't charge you, and they give you, I think it's $10 or $20.
Oh.
So we needed some ink cartridges. I had 15 at home, so I just take 10 in a little garbage or plastic bag, go wait in line, and I get my cartridges. I get some number 10 envelopes. That's all I need. I'm checking out, and the guy goes, do you want this box of 1,500 pieces of paper? I can give it to you for $2. I'm like, I just want my discount for the ink cartridges. He goes, yeah. I'll give you that, but we can give you a $10 discount on the deep sale of the box of paper. Would you like that? Is that my discount? No, your discount will be separate. Yeah, sure, I'll take it. So I take the box of paper, 1,500 pieces. And then I'm checking out further with him. He's the only guy checking in anyone out. There are six people behind me, and it's one of these checkouts where they keep asking questions.
Yeah.
He goes, here, press here, and then he'd reach over and he'd press the button for me. Okay, oh. I said, but that said my discount. No, we'll do that later. Press here. So then we check out, and I said, well, where's my discount? He goes, you missed that.
I'm like, what?
I missed it. He goes, yeah, you must have hit the wrong button. I'm like, it was there, and you told me to hit the other button. He goes, well, it'll still be around for another 60 days.
No. Mm-mm. No.
So I go home with my ink cartridges, my number 10 envelopes, and 1,500 pieces of paper. And Sharon's like, didn't you get a box of paper last time you were there? I've got another box of paper in my office. And I still haven't used my discount, which is going to expire. Now, I was not going to stop and make him redo it because there were six people behind me.
You have to just apologize to the people behind you. Go, see, I'm really sorry this happened, but I'm going to need another minute because this gentleman needs to make this bill what it should be. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I know. I know you would.
And then I'd wait
till
he turned his head, and I'd give all those people behind me the big eye roll.
Well, and I know I should have, too. I should have stood up for myself, but I'm just like...
Yeah,
so anyway, if you have a charity that needs a box of paper...
Just give it to Marlene. She'll handle it.
Yeah.
That's just silly. I mean, that's just rude. You need to go back tonight after work and go take the damn paper back. And give me my discount.
I mean, I had my tail between my legs. I'm carrying this paper, which is heavy.
It's heavy.
And Sharon looks at me. She goes, didn't you just get a box of paper? I'm like, oh, no, I did. It's such a deal.
Oh, my gosh. I love that story. Take it back. Take it back. All right. He's got your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.